Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Kirsty Salisbury is a speaker, podcaster, and coach who speaks straight from the heart. She believes that sharing her own story of overcoming death and paralysis can inspire people to make meaningful change in their lives. Her talks explore the topics of resilience, regrets, and how we can create opportunity through effective habits. She's engaging, inspiring, and filled with passion in a way that connects at a personal level. Today, Kirsty blends her experience as an established wellness professional, her private coaching business, and her research in the areas of resilience, habits, and long-term happiness to help empower others with practical tools and strategies to embrace living at their best. Hi, Kirsty. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yep, let's get into it.
Wonderful. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Right now? Okay, there's quite a lot happening for me right now. I am a speaker, public speaker, a podcaster and a coach, and I'm also working on some books. So quite a lot going on for me. My passion in life is that I could help to empower people to live their best life. I've been through some really interesting things throughout my life, and I'm really passionate that we can all take the driver's seat in our life and that we can all create how our future wants to be. And we go through life, all sorts of different things happen to us. And I just really believe that we can create what's going to happen in our future as well, that we don't need to stay within our circumstances, that we can break out of them and be empowered by what has gone on in our lives. So at the moment, I'm doing a bit of speaking around that. My thing that I'm working on at the moment is regretless living, so living a life free of regrets. So that's past and future regrets. So I do a bit of speaking around that. I'm also writing a book, so it's in the final stages of editing now, hopefully going to be published very soon. My book's my life story, plus also these practical steps into living a regretless life. Mm-hmm. And I run some podcast shows, so I'm also out there interviewing other people, having the most amazing experiences, the amazing conversations, and helping as many people as I can to really break out of circumstances and live their best life.
Sounds awesome. Love it. So do you want to tell us about where you've been? What have you done to get to this point in your life?
Okay. Well, I've had quite a few things go on in my life. I think my major thing that really turned my life around for me was when I was quite young. I was 12 years old and I actually had a malformation on my brain. What this means is that when I was being formed, that my brain didn't actually form correctly. And what can happen with that is that if things go wrong, the blood pressure can build up, it can potentially cause some other issues. And this happened for me when I was 12 years old, and I ended up having a full brain bleed, so a brain hemorrhage. And that was a very, very full-on time for me. I'd just turned 12 and then found myself in a position where suddenly I had no hair on one side of my head. I had a big surgical scar, and I was completely paralyzed down one side of my body. And I lay there in a hospital bed thinking, this is not what I had planned for my life. And I felt very sorry for myself. I felt very angry. And it took me quite a bit of time because I had some days there where I was literally doing not very much. And I was quite tired by not doing very much. But I was able to lie on that bed and think, what can I do with this? How can I turn this around? And how can I actually go against all of the things that people are saying for my life and live my best life despite what's happening? So that's kind of where it all started for me. That was where my journey of really pushing boundaries, not giving in to what seemed like the obvious solution or the face value solution, and where I started to learn all of these skills of how I can actually push beyond things and create something great for my own future.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Did you have like different tipping points of change along the way, so to point you in different directions? Because I know certain things happen to us and then we go off in a certain direction, then something else happens, we go in a different direction.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And people always say to me, oh, it's really cool what you're doing. What's your five-year plan and where do you see yourself in 10 years or 20 years? And, you know, I just laugh and I think, I have no idea, because my life changes all the time. You know, I don't even know which country I'm going to be in. So if you're talking about tipping points, I believe that they're all over the place. I'm quite a big fan of the movie. I don't know if you know the movie Sliding Doors. It's a bit of an old one now.
Love it.
I love the concept of this movie. The content of it isn't maybe my favorite, but the concept of, you know, she goes down into the tube station and it's set in London, whether she's going to get the tube or she gets the next one, and you follow her life based on which train she gets. And I just think every little thing that we do in our life, every decision we make, every action we take, we can't see the big picture, but everything we do leads to a different journey, a different adventure. So throughout my life, there's been major tipping points. There's been, for example, people that I've met, risks that I've taken when I felt really afraid to do something, then pulled myself together, got the guts to go and do it. So whether that's traveling or putting myself out in front of an audience or going and talking to somebody who I really admire, but, you know, I'm just a nobody to them. There's all sorts of different scenarios, but I believe our tipping points are all around us. So it's the people that we spend our time with. It's the circumstances that we put ourselves into, the environments, the way we look at things. Even you might sit down and watch a YouTube video or watch somebody who's really inspiring and think, oh, I could do that, or get some little nugget out of it. And I believe a tipping point is as small as what do we do with the thoughts we have around that. So I hope that's answered your question. In terms of big tipping points, a lot of it is I've traveled all over the place. I've pursued my dreams. I've not said no to a lot of things. One of my key things in life is say yes. Say yes when you're afraid of it. If you're scared of something, pursue it. So tipping points would be probably things like changing countries. When I met my husband, in the very beginning, we actually just packed up our whole life and went overseas with very little to go to. There are examples like quitting a job on a whim, taking a job on a whim, spending time with certain people. So they're all around us. There's been major things, but I think actually it's the little things which make the difference.
Yeah, I so agree. And I love how you say yes to you know, lots of new things, because one of my main sayings is say yes to new adventures. And I've got a big sign on that next to my computer. I just love to read that because it's really, you know, it just excites the day. Say yes to new adventures. You know?
Totally. And I think the ones that scare us, they've got the most value in them. They've got the biggest outcomes. So I think whenever I come across something that I'm afraid of, and that's usually something new, because when we do something for the first time, we generally don't know what it's going to feel like. So that does create fear or uncertainty. And I think when those feelings are big, let's do them. Let's jump 2 feet in. Let's go for it.
Yeah. You know, if you're feeling that bit of fear, it means you're just going outside your comfort zone. And that's where the fun is, isn't it? Like,
oh, totally. That's what I believe. Totally. That's when we can expand our boundaries, and that's when our life becomes a lot bigger. Mm. It's when we can get more adventures, more challenges, more rewards, more joy. I think everything comes from expanding our comfort zone, constantly stepping out. And, you know, it's a real fun process as well. You meet amazing people, you have crazy experiences, done some really silly stuff, and you just got to turn around and have fun with it.
Yeah, that's for sure. So along the way, have you had like challenges that have made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think if we don't have those feelings, then we're really not pushing ourselves. There's been all sorts of challenges. I talked briefly about this illness that I had when I was 12 years old. This ended up going on for quite some years, because after that, what happened was when they were operating on me, they lost me a couple of times on the table. So they had to withdraw from the surgery. And so there was time there where I was just focused on getting better. I was focused on learning how to walk and to talk and all these different things again. I could talk, but with a whole lot of dribble, and, you know, my left side didn't really work. My mouth didn't work. So there was a lot of therapy that went on. And then they said to us, well, actually, it's not finished yet, because you've still got the initial problem. We still have to go in and fix that problem. And it was like a bomb just went off under me. It's like, oh my goodness, here we go again. So that was a real key point of, oh, do I keep pushing? You know, I'm starting again here. Do I keep pushing? Do I throw in the towel? What do I do here? In terms of moving away from that, obviously it turned out a great story, because I went and had some amazing surgery, which did work. I'm here today. I'm really active. I'm fit. I'm healthy. And I'm living a great life. But I think along the way also, there's been key times when I'm pushing these boundaries and I just think, is this worth it? This is too hard. Perhaps a relationship will break down, or you'll spend months and months. My book is a very good example. So I've been writing my book for 2 years. And in the beginning, I thought it was going to be really easy because it was my story, right?
Mm.
And I know my story. So I thought, I'll just sit down and write this. But as I started to write it, it was a real journey that I went on because my story had been a bit of a secret for a long time. And coming out with my emotions and processing all of this, there were definitely times where I thought, oh, this isn't worth it. I should just keep this all to myself because that's a lot easier and I don't have to deal with these things. It's now just over 2 years and I've moved past that part of it, but it's the editing, it's the pulling it all together. It's still a challenge to keep going all the time. I think, yeah, there's often times where I want to throw in the towel. And like I said at the beginning, I think if we don't have those scenarios, if it doesn't get hard, then we're not pushing hard enough and we're not getting the most out of this life. So absolutely, all the time. It's a daily thing, actually. Every day I feel like giving up on something. But the more we progress, the more we push, the better value we see in our lives and how we can impact this world for the better.
Yeah. Something I was just recently been talking to people about, you know, doing that, having the challenges gives you more resilience. It helps you grow and be able to be more resilient because you are pushing yourself, you know, to have these challenges and you're getting through them. So you realize you can get through them. And then when you get the next challenge, you know that you can get through them. So you've got that resilience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes after the challenge, it really hurts. If you think of going for a run, you know, that's definitely not one of my favorite things to do. And so if I go for a run, I'm like, this is horrible. I just want to stop. I want to quit. And then the next day when you get up and you've got really sore legs and you don't want to walk up the stairs and you don't want to go to the toilet, all of these great things because you've got this pain in your legs. But then after a few days, you think, oh, I could do that again. And you do it again and you realize you can go a little bit further and it's not as painful and it's not as hard.
Mm.
It's just about pushing the resistance, pushing the boundaries, and we do make progress, but it is a painful process.
Yeah. So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Do you have a big vision or do you just take it day by day?
Do you know, I jump between the two because like I said earlier, I've got huge vision, but don't ask me what my 5-year plan is. Don't ask me what I'm doing in a year. What I know that I want to do is I want to be faithful to living my best life and doing the things that I believe I'm meant to be doing. So I live quite a bit by my intuition. I live quite a bit by what feels good. And that sounds a little bit crazy, but you know, it's completely worked for me. When I've sat down, gone, right, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to knock this out, this, and this. And then I just burn out and I get frustrated when things don't go how to plan. And I feel if I can just live my best life and if I can just do all the things that I need to do, to know that I feel satisfied with my effort and that I've tried my hardest, then that's where the results come. That's where I get into what I call my flow, where things just happen, it all comes together, progress happens, I grow, people are impacted. I just want to live a life which is serving this world and that I could leave this world in a better place than what it was when I came into it.
What about an ignition point? Have you had a time when things have just really started taking off for you?
Yeah, do you know, I think it was... There's been a few times as well. I think the main one was when I actually stepped so far out of my comfort zone. So I held my story in for quite some time. I didn't really talk about it. I saw a lot of shame around who I was, about my limitations, about things in my life. I was really embarrassed and I felt like I wasn't good enough. I then started to work with a coach and I said, I just need to get out of this space. Can you please just help me? Because I'd been trying for quite a few years on my own. He helped me really radically by getting me to type up something, just a very quick 2 or 3 sentences about what I wanted. And then he then pushed that to my Facebook page and posted that to my page and then posted it to my business page and all these things. And I was moved so far out of my comfort zone. I was just absolutely overwhelmed by what had happened, but I knew it's what I wanted. I knew it's what I needed to happen in my life. And so I think when this happened and I faced my deepest fear and I faced what I really thought was the thing holding me back in life, then from that point on, I just had amazing support, amazing flow. That's where people really started to open up and say, hey, can you come and talk to us? Can you share your story here? And people wanted to know more about it. There was obviously the other side of that where people, you know, I came back and I lost some work and lost a whole bunch of clients because I was coaching at the time and all sorts of negative things happened. But if I can just focus in on the positive things and the support that I got, and I felt this freedom in my life, which I can't explain. It was just so amazing to have this freedom and this thing no longer holding me back. So I think that was a real key time when everything started to pick up momentum, started to happen, and I felt the freedom to be able to run with that. So yeah, it's about breaking through our fear again.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it totally is.
So what new possibilities have opened up for you then?
All sorts of stuff. So I recently won a scholarship, which is absolutely amazing. This is for part of the National Speakers Association here in New Zealand. This was a scholarship. It's given me 1 year access to some of the top speakers in the world. And they're all coaching me and mentoring me, doing all sorts of different things here. It's really pushed me to get out of my comfort zone again, to start speaking on a different level, you know, rather than just to small groups, but to really push a little bit further. It has challenged me to refine my message, to have a lot more clarity in who I am, what it is that I want to do and what I want to say. And so that's been an amazing opportunity, which is opening so many doorways. I've recently just come back from a trip to Singapore, where I went over there and met with some of these amazing people. And, you know, I just feel like my life is opening up because of being faithful to that call. There's all sorts of opportunities going on. My podcast, I'm meeting the most amazing people in the world. Honestly, the stories that I hear and the connection that I have, we don't just connect for the hour or the half an hour that we're talking on the podcast. You know, we're connecting offline, we're connecting behind the scenes, and they're becoming really quality friends in my life. So amazing opportunity there. And all of these things just flow onto more and more and more as we go through life and we just are faithful and push our boundaries. You know, I believe anything can happen. So lots of opportunities coming in, lots of things happening. It's constantly changing, but the journey is just amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah. I've definitely felt the difference doing the podcast myself, you know, just talking to people all over the world and hearing their stories and making those connections. Because as you say, it's not just for that half hour. It's just, you know, you're staying connected and it's just fantastic.
Totally. Totally. And then they go, oh, there's somebody I should probably introduce you to.
Yes.
And then they introduce you to someone. You just find all these amazing people in your life. And yes. I think also your confidence builds. You're getting out there, you're speaking, you're not hiding behind a wall. So yeah, absolutely agree. Absolutely agree.
Yeah. So what's exciting about the future for you?
Oh my goodness, what's not exciting? Yeah, lots of great things. Like I say, my speaking's building. So I really look forward to doing a lot more speaking, getting on a lot more stages and being able to really do my part to help people. I can't wait for my book to be finished. Like I say, just over 2 years. And this has been a real love-hate relationship with this book. So that is, you know, every day I get up and I go, I can't wait for this book to come out. Can't wait for it to be done. And I really look forward to celebrating. I look forward to having a launch and getting it out there. So that's really exciting for me. And there's also my family. I'm very excited about where our family might go, all these opportunities, how it might impact our family and, you know, different things. I want to travel. I want to see the world. I've done a lot of travel, but there's always more out there. And I'm really excited that my work will take me there. And again, I can't wait to meet some of these people that I'm connecting with, meet them face to face and sit down and have a cup of coffee with them and have quality one-on-one time. So lots of exciting things. Like I say, I don't know what's around the corner, but my big vision is just to expand on what I'm doing and hopefully help the world.
Yeah. So exciting. All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Okay.
What's your favorite book?
Favorite book. The Code of the Extraordinary, Vishen Lakhani. He's the Mind Valley guy.
Oh.
Love that book. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Quite a few there. I'm gonna say Sam Cawthorn. He's the guy that helped me to come out with my story in the very beginning. Yeah, major impact on my life there.
What daily ritual works best for you?
Getting outside, getting some exercise, getting the heart rate up. For me, that's key. That's my non-negotiable.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
What's your favourite food?
Peanut butter. Oh. On its own, straight off the spoon. Everyone's like, oh, you put it on something? On the spoon.
Yeah, I like it on apple, but I also like it on this food.
Oh, can't get enough. Love it.
Yeah. Do you like the country or the city?
Oh, that's hard. Bit of both. I'm going to go city, but I like to be slightly outside the city, not downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What sort of advice could you give to others to help them make change?
Never accept your circumstances. There's always something we can do to improve our life.
All right, last question. Here we go. Yeah. And this might be an interesting one for you. I'll be interested in your answer. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
Oh my goodness, that's a hard one. If I had a time machine, I'd want to go back and forth all over the place for a start. I don't know. I believe that if we do our best, everything is how it should be. We learn things, we do things, we screw things up. We wish we had done them differently, but I have no regrets. I have nothing. That is such a hard question. I'd probably just want to go back to a time when I was having a whole lot of fun, to be honest, because I don't really want to change anything. My life is great. Yeah. Everything's a learning opportunity.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. It doesn't really answer the question, does it?
That's fine. I get all sorts of different answers for that one.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
I just love your take. All right. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Kirsty.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. So would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Okay. You can contact me. So my website, kirstysalisbury.com. That is where I've got all of my links of everything. If you want to check out some of my podcasts, you can go over to letstalklifedesign.com. They're there. They're on iTunes. They're on iHeartRadio, various places. And then I also run a podcast around near-death experiences, because that's something that I had as well. So that is letstalkneardeath.com. You can get all the links through my website, though, at kirstysalisbury.com. They're the main places that I hang out, and obviously I'm all over the place on Facebook and everywhere else where there's social media, but they're my favourite places. So, yeah, that's where you'll find me.
Oh, that's awesome. Can't wait to have a look. All right, well, thank you very much.
You are welcome. Thanks for having me.
Igniters, Kirsty's passion to empower people to live their best life and take the driver's seat in their life is motivating. She's had challenges along the way, but no regrets. If you want to find out more about Kirsty, go to her website, www.kirstysalisbury.com, and her links to her podcasts and social media are there. For living a life being grounded, centered and balanced, you can purchase my book, Balance, Adventure School for Women at 40, on my website, www.leanneblaney.com.